I think we have set up many of our societies at the moment so people are discouraged from making a contribution. It's made difficult for them to make a contribution. Contribution is not a virtue, it's a deep human need. So the question is, are we organising ourselves in such a way that people can make that contribution, where it's encouraged and valued, and that different types of contribution are valued? That's where the vision is coming from, I think.
Jean, let me ask on that, because some people contribute to, quote, reap what they sow. Some contribute to make their mark, leave a legacy. What do you mean by contribution? What do you see? And Jonathan, see, I believe it'll be consistent with yours, but let's ensure.
Two things. I see first contribution as a sense of service to others. So not, as we were talking previously, it's not about yourself. It's about for...
the common good or a better good.
Yeah. And you touch on it a little bit before. For me, contribution comes when first you find, you become yourself, right? So the contribution comes from the right place. It's not coming from ego. It's coming from your heart, and then it, the purpose behind, or the, let's say, the energy that comes with it, it's from a deep sense of being in service. When we're talking about those homeless people, they lost this sense that they can contribute to something
bigger than themselves.
Bigger than themselves.
Just to add, Jean, I think that last point there is really important. And it's a paradox, our need to be part of something much bigger than ourselves, our need to serve something which is just much bigger than ourselves. It's so important.